Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English Podcast. Press release. It is the right of the Ummah to choose who rules them by the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not by democracy. In his speech on the anniversary of the uprising of April 6, the Commander-in-Chief of the Sudanese Armed Forces, the head of the Transitional Sovereignty Council, Lieutenant General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, said that the Sudanese people are the owner, the original right in determining its destiny, and choosing who rules it, stressing the commitment of the armed forces to reaching the desired democratic transition. And in view of what came in this speech, we in Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya Sudan, affirm the following. Firstly, indeed the origin is that the armed forces are part of the people and are not an entity other than the people. And it has a specific task, which Islam has defined, which we believe in as a creed and a sharia. But unfortunately, because the small states existing in the Islamic lands, and Sudan is one of them, are small states made by the disbeliever, the colonizer, after it demolished the state of Islam, the Khilafah, to perform a specific function, and it made armies whose task is guarding the thrones and protecting the borders, which Sheikhs and Pico drew, while the army in Islam, its task is jihad in the path of Allah and protecting the core of Islam. Secondly, yes, indeed, the Ummah is the possessor of the right in choosing who rules it. And it is a right which the disbeliever, the colonizer, stripped and usurped, then gave it to those who proceeded upon his desire, not upon the guidance of Allah and his pleasure. So the authority belongs to the Ummah. It chooses who rules it by the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and what they guided to, and not by the system of the disbeliever, the colonizer, the democratic, which is based upon the creed of separating the religion from life and make sovereignty for humans. They legislate what Allah did not permit by majority, not by the strength of the sharia evidence. As in the system of Islam, so the Ummah does not have the right to rule by what it wants. Rather, it is driven by the commands of Allah and His prohibitions. Allah, glorified and exalted, says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. But know by your Lord, they will not believe until they make you judge concerning that over which they dispute. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يَكُونُ هَوَاهُ تَبَعًا لِمَا جِئْتُ بِهِ. None of you truly believes until his desire is following to what I have brought. Thirdly, indeed the sharia made the appointing of the ummah of a khalifa, caliph, an obligation upon it, to lead it by the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is by the Sharia Bay'ah. So, from Ubad ibn Samit, he said, Bay'ana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala sam'i wa ta'ati fil manshit wal makrah. We gave Bay'ah to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon hearing and obedience in ease and hardship. And Muslim reported from Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, وَمَنْ بَيَعَ إِمَامًا فَأَعْطَاهُ صَفْقَةَ يَدِهِ وَثَمَرَةَ قَلْبِهِ فَلْيُطِعْ إِنْ اسْتَطَعْ فَإِنْ جَاءَ آخَرُ يُنَازِعُهُ فَضْرِبُوا عُنَقَ الْآخَرِ. And whoever gives bay'ah to an imam, giving him the clasp of his hand and the fruit of his heart, then let him obey him if he is able. And if another comes to dispute with him, then strike the neck of the other. So if Al-Burhan is serious in what he says, then let him fear Allah, his Lord, and let him return the matter to its proper place. So the Ummah gives bay'ah to a man fulfilling the conditions of contract, a khilafah for it. So Al-Burhan and those with him remove the sin of the death of ignorance for his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, وَمَنْ مَاتَ وَلَيْسَ فِي عُنَقِهِ بَيْعَةٌ مَاتَ مِيتَةً جَاهِلِيَّةٌ. And whoever dies and there is not upon his neck a bay'ah, he dies a death of ignorance. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. O you who believed, respond to Allah and to His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Al-Anfal 24. Ibrahim Uthman Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Sudan.